Hare Krishna. So Krishna has spoken about his transcendental nature, how he is unchangeable, how he is untouched by this material modes of nature, how he is aloof from this entire material world, and so on and so forth. After speaking all this, we might have a question that, okay, so what are we supposed to do after understanding this? So Krishna is answering this question and he is motivating Arjuna to do his duty. So let's see sloka number 15. एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म पूर्वैरपि मुमुक्षुभिः कुरु कर्मैव तस्मात् त्वं पूर्वहि पूर्वतरं कृतं. सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग पूर्वैरपि मुमुक्षुभिः, ऑल द लिबरेटेड सोल्स इन द पास्ट, व्हाट हैव दे डन? एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म, दे हैव एक्टेड with this understanding of my transcendental nature. With this understanding means what? All those qualities which Krishna has mentioned in the previous verses about himself, about that. So Krishna is pointing to those things and he's saying about understanding these transcendental nature of mine. And then he says that kuru karmaiva tasmatvam, tasmatvam, therefore, O Arjuna, you should do what? Kuru karmaiva, you should act. You should do your duty. How? Purvahi purvataram kritam. Following all those great souls. This is what Krishna is saying. So Krishna is saying that after understanding my nature, what you should do? You should work the way the previous great devotees have worked. Because they have attained perfection. And if you follow them, you will also attain perfection. That's what Krishna is saying here. Let's see the purport. There are two classes of men. What are the two classes? First one is, they are full of polluted material things within their hearts. First category. Heart is filled with all the polluted desires. And second, they are materially free. First one is materially bound and second one is materially free. Now the ones whose heart is filled with the dirty things, when they take to Krishna consciousness, what happens? Their heart will get cleansed. Cheto darpanam arjanam. So when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, attentively, hearing each and every word of the Maha Mantra as much as possible, what happens? The Maha Mantra enters the ears and that vibration, the transcendental vibration of the Maha Mantra, it cleanses the heart completely, because Krishna and the Maha Mantra are non-different. And Krishna is doing this job of cleansing our heart. So the ones who are bound in this material world, whose hearts are dirty, so they are completely benefited by taking to this wonderful process, because their heart will get cleansed. But what about those people who are materially free? Their hearts are clean. So why they should practice Krishna consciousness? So when they take to the process of Krishna consciousness, what do? They set an example for other people, so that other people can follow them and attain the same destination what they have attained. So in this way we understand both the personalities, the ones who are bound and ones who are unbound, the ones who are free. All of them should take up to Krishna consciousness so that everyone gets benefited. Neophytes in Krishna consciousness often want to retire from activities without having knowledge of Krishna consciousness. This is seen. Without having proper knowledge, when someone gets frustrated with one's own activities in life, so they just want to give it up. Yes. Without having proper knowledge of Krishna consciousness. It's like without getting attached to Krishna completely, the person wants to get detached from this world. So this will not work. This is a very, very immature act which the person does. To retire from the activities of Krishna consciousness and to sit aloof making a show of Krishna consciousness is less important than actually engaging in the field of activities for the sake of Krishna. So what are we supposed to do? We have to actively get engaged in the practical services in Krishna consciousness. That's how our entire senses will be engaged in service of the Lord. The mind will be engaged. The intelligence will be engaged. We'll get completely purified. But then if someone decides, no, I'll sit at one place and do something. I'll not do anything or whatever. If the person thinks about inaction, I'll not do any action. I'll give up everything. That is karma sannyas, like jnanis do. So I'll do that in a very immature stage. What will happen? It will lead to destruction, nothing else. And therefore, Here, Arjuna's desire to retire from activities on the battlefield was not approved by the Lord. See, this entire Bhagavad Gita is spoken just so that Arjuna is motivated to fight.
Yes.
So, Krishna is nowhere approving Arjuna's decision or Arjuna's desire of retiring from his duties and going to forest and taking karma sannyas. So, nowhere Krishna is approving that.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Lord knows all his past activities as well as those of persons who acted in Krishna consciousness in the past. Krishna knows everything, past, present and future. He knows about himself, but obvious. And he knows about all his devotees who are there in the past, in the present and who will come in the future. So now, what Krishna is telling Arjuna? You follow in the footsteps of those great devotees. Now, whom did Krishna name in previous few verses, if we remember? The first few verses, Krishna named a personality called Vivaswan, the sun god. So Krishna is pointing to him and he's saying, oh Arjuna, I gave the same knowledge to him. Look at how he has implemented. You also follow him. So here it's very clear. What is Krishna telling Arjuna? Krishna is telling Arjuna that have faith. Understand my transcendental nature and have faith in me. And do your duty for my pleasure as an offering to me.
Yes.
And when you do this, oh Arjuna, you'll be completely free. Completely free from various reactions of work. Don't worry. Because Arjuna is too much worried. In the first chapter we saw that he's completely worried about, oh, sins will overtake me, this will happen, that will happen. Krishna is saying, forget about all that. You just do what I'm saying for my pleasure and you'll be completely freed, you know, from all the reactions. And here Krishna is saying that you work for the pleasure of me, following in the footsteps of those great devotees who have already done this. So after speaking all this, Krishna wants to clarify to Arjuna, because Arjuna has been always telling about, I want to take karma sannyas, I want to take karma sannyas. But then Krishna wants to clarify that when you do your activities very properly as an offering to Krishna, even that activity is equivalent to a karma. As like the gyanis do, they take karma sannyas and they lead a very, very austere life. So Krishna is saying, no need to do all that. You just work for my pleasure and that is equivalent to that particular activity. This is going to elaborate in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.